Let us sing now to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 16. Psalm 16 and verses 1 to 5. Lord, keep me, for I trust in thee. To God thus was my speech. Thou art my Lord, and unto thee my goodness doth not reach. The opening verses 1 to 5. Psalm 16. Let us join together once again in prayer. Eternal God, as we begin again this evening's worship, we pray that our hearts would be taken up with the wonder and the glory, the dignity and the sheer privilege that is ours as we come again before the throne of grace, always to seek mercy. Our sins are so many, they pile up constantly, and we are given the assurance, O God, that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. We come also for grace because our weakness is manifested constantly, and the world and the flesh and the devil seem to be on top of us so often, and indeed so powerfully at times. And we need grace, because that grace of Christ is sufficient for us. It is his power that is made perfect in our very weakness. And so we rejoice, O God, that this evening once again there is such an invitation extended to us, that we are to come with boldness, with freedom of speech, and with the confidence that we will not be rejected, and that our petitions will not be refused. Help us to remember the words of the psalm that we have been singing, and that we are going to sing, and how the pleasant places really belong to those who belong to Jesus Christ. And so as we gather again, O God, help us to fall down and to worship before the mighty, terrible God of heaven, the Holy One, the One whose name is to be taken reverently and used properly, the One whose power is revealed in the Scripture as being beyond all other power. He is the God who is able. He is able to do far more abundantly than we can even ask or think. He is able through Christ to save to the very uttermost all those who come to God by him. He is the God who is able to subdue all his enemies. He is able to keep and to perfect that which belongs to his chosen people. He is able to do wonderful things, mysterious things, things that even the angels are amazed to consider and bow their faces before the majesty and the holy presence of this God of Israel. We pray that we would remember, Heavenly Father, that in Christ God is not our enemy, he is our friend and our Father, and that he has been reconciled because he has made the reconciliation. And we are revealed, told and reminded in the scriptures that God has reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, imputing our trespasses to Christ, reconciling us through this message of the gospel. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. God made him, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin. He made him to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And in this message of the gospel, we take our hope and we take our stand. And we pray that we would never forget it, that we would never forsake it, and that we would never be ashamed of the gospel, that we would be proud of the gospel, that we would be pleased with the gospel, that we would be as satisfied with the gospel as God is and as Christ is, and indeed as the Holy Spirit is, because he is eager and willing and desiring indeed to apply the gospel to all who will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this evening, as we come again before this mysterious God of heaven, who is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we are conscious, O Lord, increasingly of our weakness, our ignorance, our iniquity, our need of Christ, our need of illumination, our need of the message of the scriptures, the apostolic teaching, which is recorded for us, which is necessary for us to know, which is suitable for our particular needs, which is sufficient for us. We do not need more information. And this apostolic doctrine, which is offered freely to us in the gospel, held out, as it were, by the hands of God himself, held out by the hands, the saving, welcoming hands of Christ, offering us the message that he has deposited with his apostles and that they have written for our learning, that we this evening hour can come again and be partakers of the truth of the gospel, which is in Christ Jesus. And so we give thanks, O God, for so great a gift, for so great a plenitude of grace, for so great the free offers and the continual evidences of grace in the lives of those who believe. Because we continue to believe day by day, O God, we wake up in the morning and we find to our pleasant awareness, sometimes perhaps even our pleasant surprise, that we still believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the victory, our faith, which overcomes the world. We recognize, O God, our Father, that left to ourselves we would fall into unbelief and into apostasy. We would become atheists. We would become mockers of the gospel. We would join the multitude and the throng which would clamor again, crucify him. And yet we find, O God, that there is in our hearts a friendliness towards Jesus Christ, a willingness never to forsake him, a willingness that he would remain with us and give us ever more assurances of eternal life. Heavenly Father, as we gather here now around the Scriptures, help us to pray that we would grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that we would pray for our families and pray for our friends, pray for our rulers, pray for our enemies, pray for our neighbours, pray for those in the church who would encourage us, pray for those in the church who would discourage us, pray for those who perhaps unconsciously are a disheartening influence in a congregation, and we pray for those who deliberately set out to be divisive and to be destructive. We know that there are such. We hear from time to time of such. We see from time to time those who seem to be bent on destroying and weakening and dividing the fellowship. And so we pray for them that they would come to their senses and come to their Saviour and come to salvation and join with the fellowship of the saints, the communion of the saints, where together under the teaching of the apostles' doctrine we would continue in fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. So help us all to do, O God, to strive together for the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, and to do nothing and to say nothing and to be nothing that would be a hindrance to the work of the gospel and to the honour of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have so many things to pray, O God, so many needs, so many desires, so many confessions, so many causes of gratitude, so many petitions to make, so many causes to adore the great God and Father. May thy name be hallowed. May thy kingdom come. May thy will, O God, be done upon the earth as it is done in heaven. And all this we pray through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for his dear sake we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 3. And we're going to read through this chapter in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask of alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entering with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this, or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom you delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did it, as also your rulers. But these things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. And so on. Well, we remind you of the intimations. Our Wednesday meeting is on at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, again held in the Mechanics School of Arts in Pitt Street. And the next Lord's Day, the services, the morning service, of course, at the usual hours of 10:30, will be a recorded message. And the afternoon service, 4:30 p.m. on the Lord's Day, again in the Mechanics School of Arts building. So that's 10:30 in the morning, recorded, and 4:30 in the afternoon in the Pitt Street rooms that we have rented for the time being. And of course, please note, bring your own Bibles and psalm books if necessary. We extend a welcome to all who are joining with us in these services, and we pray God's blessing upon us as we try to worship in these circumstances together at this time. Well, we're going to continue in Psalm number 16, and we sing from verse 6 to verse 11, to the end of the psalm. 16, verses 6 to 11, to God's glory.